Welcome, great patriotic friends, to July 30th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And on the show, I have a tendency to pick on the British a little bit. It's probably because I'm the youngest of four kids, so I had that little brother complex. Now I saw America kind of like that little brother to England, except the better looking one. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up, and let's face the flags and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's program. Jimmy Hoffa disappears. Charles Hyers passes away. He made Hyers Root Beer. Benjamin Chambers patents the breech loading gun. Nolan Ryan wins his 300th game, and Fight the Kraken Rowers, Vicky Atmani and Megan Beging reach Honolulu. All right, so now let's get started.
1975. Jimmy Hoffa disappears from a parking lot at a restaurant in Detroit. Born February 14, 1913 in Brazil, Indiana, Jimmy Hoffa was a labor organizer, worked his way up the ranks of the Teamsters Union, and had a big contribution to establishing the first freight hauling agreement. According to Time magazine, before being pardoned by President Richard Nixon in 1971, the infamous labor leader spent 4 years in prison for the crimes he committed as president of the America's largest union, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The list of crimes included jury tampering, mail fraud, and bribery. 2 weeks before Hoffa's disappearance, federal investigators discovered that hundreds of millions of dollars had been stolen from the Teamsters' largest pension fund. Their attention immediately turned to mafia bosses Tony Jack and Tony Pro, both of whom reportedly had agreed to meet with Hoffa on the very day of his disappearance. While the suspects and motives were clear, evidence proved far more elusive. Officials later resorted to hypnotizing suspects and witnesses to gather evidence against the mob, and even hypnotism didn't work. The FBI began its search anew in 2006 at a horse farm in Michigan. The investigation yielded nothing. Hoffa's body has never been found.
I don't have a clue as to where his body is either. Last I had him, he was in the back of my trunk, but the smell of his decomposing body was starting to get to me, so I gave it to somebody and...
His son, James P. Hoffa, now presides over the Teamsters. 1937. We lose another great American in Charles Hyers. He came up with Hyers Root Beer. Good stuff. Charles passed away on July 31st, 1937. He was part of the temperance movement, actually, of movements against the consumption of alcohol. Hyers believed that root beer would be a great alternative to alcohol. So, draw your own conclusions. 1849, Benjamin Chambers patents the breech loading gun, way ahead of his time. The interrupted thread breech block used in guns didn't become popular for about another 50 years later. 1990, Nolan Ryan wins his 300th game. When Ryan was a young lad, it says here in Wikipedia, he liked to throw things. His dad encouraged him to use a baseball. He pitched his first no-hitter when he was in Little League. While playing at a high school game in 1963, New York Mets scout Red Murph noticed this fast-throwing young lad and decided to have a chat with his coach, who mentioned that some opponents won't go up to bat when Nolan is pitching because he throws the ball so hard and so fast he would break bones in the catcher's hand. When he joined the pros, Ryan pitched for the Mets, the California Angels, Houston Astros, and Texas Rangers in a 27-year-long baseball career. He is the all-time leader in no-hitters with 7, 3 more than any other player. Nolan Ryan is the only pitcher to have struck out 7 pairs of fathers and sons. And on July 31st, 1990, he won his 300th game of his career, leading the Rangers to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 11-3. 1932. The George Washington Quarter goes into circulation, designed by sculptor John Flanagan. And George has been on the 25-cent piece ever since.
2016.
Fight the Kraken reaches Honolulu. Figiette Mane from Owosso, Oklahoma, and Megan Bajin from Santa Monica, California, teamed up to be the first and fastest pair of female ocean rowers to cross the Pacific from California to Hawaii. Imagine, 57 days, 16 hours, and 9 minutes. I'm not sure if I could do that for even 9 minutes. The woman described the journey like being in a different world of marine animals, interesting birds, hurricanes, and lots of trash. I mean, I'm not trying to get on a climate change soapbox here because this really isn't about climate change, but let's just all agree that we all hate pollution. Do we all hate pollution? I live next to Ocean Beach, San Diego, and every single day I see, especially in July, I see nothing but trash littering the beach. And guess who's the one who has to clean it up? Anyway, that's my piece, I guess. Literally, out of 57 days that they rode, they saw trash 57 days. It was everywhere, and sometimes they felt like they were rowing into a landfill of plastic. They had 2 shark run-ins and actually petted one of the sharks. And then there were the birds, acting curious. Yes. And they would keep the girls company on their journey. Vicky and Megan would also see whales, the Milky Way every night, and experience tranquility between the violent storms and the 35-foot-high waves. How did these ladies do it? Well, one would take a 3-hour rowing shift, while the other slept or rested. By the time the 57 days was completed, they lost 80 pounds total, and made up for it by eating like death row inmates once they got to Hawaii. Vicky and Megan got over their fears and pushed themselves to limits unimaginable by most people, especially myself. Just goes to show that Vicky and Megan have given us lessons we could all learn. So that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for July 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, that Jimmy Hoffa story. I've got one. When I was in high school, I drove around a 1966 ugly green Plymouth Fury. It's probably a classic nowadays. And I know, who cares what car I drove in high school, but I got a funny story behind this. I was so lame at installing my own car stereo and speakers, I finally gave up and just tossed the speakers in the trunk. And when I would drive around, those speakers would roll around all over the place, and my friends would ask me, what exactly did I have back there? The body of Jimmy Hoffa? And I would say, no, they're just speakers. That's the story, and that's what I'm sticking to. No, it wasn't Jimmy Hoffa in my trunk, just speakers. So let me know if you have a better story about Jimmy Hoffa than that. What about Heyer's Root Beer? What's your take on that? Or are you more of a grape soda / orange soda person? Or Coke or Pepsi? It's all good. Or what about Megan and Vicky? Can you imagine being on the ocean all that time? I guess they got into occasional arguments and would make up with Pop-Tarts. Or Peace Tarts, as I think they called it. It's crazy. That's awesome. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about MTV, Shredded Wheats, Colorado, and Union Naval Admiral David Porter. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.